So the more answer is, I'll tell you, the reason why over here, Shmuel will agree to say, that we say, Rishon Kono, why does Shmuel agree like this? That you say, what, it's always a Komdina. So I'm going to explain one second, Shmuel. I can't send him a Komdina, call me Shmuel, where am I? The Shmuel is a Kashmuel is in a Reisha. So when I say I'm selling you 30 saw for 30 seller, so then it says even though I measured out 29, I could still be Chayzer. So that's the question. Why can you be Chayzer? Lemaisa, when you count it out 1, 2, 3, 4, we should say, Kom Dina, leave it the way it is. Like you want to sell them 30, and you run your way to get to 30. So every one you count is like part of the 30. So if you hold the slur of Kom Dina, you should not be able to retract. So Marin says, no, I'll tell you, hey, that's a special svar over there. As Rishbam says, "Kabe mekach umemcha by Yisrael, ovid rabbanim milsa klaimar lekach tiknu v'yamechachamim shiyachol achzor." You know why the moicher has the right to retract until he takes the whole thing? The bosa das alakech v'yamoicher asli. Rabbanim went bosa after both of them. Doch yichol tavah. They're both happy this way. Like even the lekeach, the one that's buying it, is also happy. Sometimes he wants to retract. Sometimes the mecha wants to retract. So therefore, even though I said I'm selling you 30, and I'm starting to count out 1, 2, 3, but Kozman, I didn't count all 30, I have a right to retract. Because that's the svara, that Kozman, you didn't get everything. Maybe the price goes up, maybe the price goes down, maybe the mecha wants to retract. Maybe the Lekech wants to retract. So therefore there it's not called Kom Dina, because the Rabbanim went after the Das of the Marchman and the Lekech. That's why over there they both have a right to retract. But over here, when the first two brothers made a Chalukah, that was a good Chalukah at the time. At the time they thought there's only two brothers, so those two brothers divided up. Later they come out to be a third brother, so each one of those two has to give a little bit back to the first one. Alright, we'll stop here.
Your own Kuv Zayin holding you. You're holding off Kuv Zayin number Aleph. The end top. The Gemara says, Itma, not like this, the second line. Itma, Achin Shechoku, two brothers, let's say, the father died, they made Yerusha, and they divided up the Yerusha. There were four fields there, each one took two apiece. Obo Baal Chayv, and later Baal Chayv of the father, that the father owed money to, comes now to collect the money. He has a shtar, and the kark is meshubid, so he has the right to take away the kark from the assignment, from the yorshim. Now, v'notal chalko shalachem hen, he had a right to collect the value of, let's say, a field or two fields. So he took away one of the two brothers, his complete yerusha, he took away. So one brother got all his yerusha taken away. So what do we do now? So it's a machlokes. Rav Omer Rav says, Botla Machlaikis. Listen, the first division they made up is Botla. Like first they made a Chaluka, true, one brother, Reuven, got half the fields, Shimon got the other half. But now that Baal Chayv took away Reuven's portion, Reuven has a right to say to Shimon, listen, the fields that you have, we have to divide over again. Like that's what's left from our father's Yerusha, and we have to go 50-50 of that. You have to give me half of your portion. We have to go over again, make a new chalukah. Shmuel says no, Vitter. Shmuel says no, that the other brother loses out. We'll soon see why. When Reuben and Shimon, they both divided up, they're like lekuchas, and therefore when the Baal Chayv now takes it away from Reuben, so Reuben loses out, but he has no right to go to Shimon. Shimon has no, does not have namachuyiv to pay him back. Ravasi says, like he's Masupik, he has a Sufik, what we should say, and therefore the svar is, Noita Revia Bakarka, that this Reuven, the one that lost the karka was taken away from him, he has the right to go back now to the other brother and get a quarter of it. In other words, not to get half of his property. He can't take half of his property. Only a quarter he could take.
Yeah.
And it's the Loshna Gemara is a revi b'mois and a revi of money, which Rashbam says it means oh. In other words, we'll soon see Ravasi has a suffix whether this other brother Reuven has a right to collect, to take back from Shimon. So therefore, since it's like a suffix, we say Chokin. And therefore, he has the right not to get back half of the property, but to only get back a quarter of the property. Now, Shimon, if he wants to, Shimon could give him a quarter of the property, or else Shimon could give him a quarter of the money. Either one of the two he can give him. So again, there's a machlokes here when we had two brothers, and they yashin their father, and they split the fields. Each one got a field apiece. Now a Baal Chayiv comes and says, listen, your father owes me money, and he took away the property from one brother. So Shaila is, what does the other brother have to do now? So a three-way machlokes. Samar explains like this. Samar explains then what the machlokes says like this. Samar says, Rav says, Botla machlokes, that now that the Baal Chayiv of the father came and took away the property from the first brother, he has the right to go back to the second brother and say, listen, my property was taken away. What you have left over from our father, we have to split. We have to make a new chalukah. That's called botla machlokes. Why? Kasava, because Rav holds, ho'achen shecholku yorshim hein. When brothers divide up the Yerusha they got from the father, it's called yorshim hein. So it's called like this is the property you're getting from your father. And like the Rashbam explains, you hold Yesh Breira. If you hold Yesh Breira means that later on when the two of the brothers divide up the four fields, the father left over, you get two and I get two, it's considered the two that I got now is like from my father. It's as if my father Mamish gave me these two, and the father Mamish gave you those two. So when we hold on to these fields, it's still considered like we're holding on to the father's fields. I have my father's fields, and you have my father's fields. Therefore, for Baal Chayiv, somebody comes to collect the money that my father owned, so the karka is meshubid, he has a right to get from the karka. Now, who is holding on to the father's karka? Both of us. So therefore, really, both of us have to pay that chayiv. So it so happened that the Baal Chayiv went to one brother and took away his property. But that brother has a right to say to the second brother, listen, you also have our father's property. You also are supposed to pay back the Chayiv of our father. So therefore, since I paid up the Chayiv with my property, we have to go over again and make another chalukah. As if to say, now what's left over from our father's property? Only the two fields that you have. So those two fields we have to divide up equally. That's Rav's Svara. That Rav holds Achen Shechoku is called Yorshamim. We say Yesh Breira, and they're always holding on to the father's fields. So whatever's taken away still belongs to the father. So therefore, they both have to share the expense. That's what Rav holds. Here. Shmuel says no vitter. Shmuel says this first brother that the property was taken away loses out. He can't get Reuven, can't get anything from Shimon. Why not? How come the other brother keeps his property? Because Kosava Shmuel holds, Ha'achin Shechoku Lukuchasein. He holds Ein Breira. No, when the father dies, we do not know exactly which property belongs to who. So how do they make a division? How do they divide up? It has to be like a condition, like the property that I'm getting, even though maybe they're supposed to go to you, but you're selling it to me. So it's like Lukuchasein, like, one's buying the property off the other one. It's like you're selling me your property to me, and I'm selling you my property. And also, Shaloi B'Achrayas Dami. It's like I sold it without Achrayas. I'm selling you this property now without it. I have no responsibility for it. Let's say it's going to be taken away from you, like over here. Let's say my father's Bachov is going to come now and take the property away from you. You don't get the money back from me. And Rashbam speaks out. Even though usually we hold Achrayis Toyis Seifahim, Usually when you sell property, even though you don't speak it out, you mean the achrayis. Min astam, it's always siddur the achrayis. Here, Rishbam says though, Hani mili hechi bizoven karka mechavri. That's if you go buy property, you go down and spend money and buy property off your friend. So min astam the svara is the loshadi inish azuzi vichti. Nobody throws their money away for nothing. So if I'm paying a few $100,000 for the house, I mean to say bechrayis that if this house is taken away from me, I want my money back. That's because you're spending money. Av legabi Yerushas Achin, but when two brothers divide up the Yerush of the father, they're not spending any money now, they're not laying out any money now. So such a svara is that now when we divide up and it's like I'm selling you my portion, you're selling me your portion, there's no achrayus here. We're like speaking out, I'm selling it to you, your portion, I'm selling you, you're selling me yours. Babrachrayas. Therefore, if a Baal Chayv came and took away from one brother, that brother loses out, but he has no right to collect back from the other brother. That's what Shmuel holds. Now, the third sheet that was that we say Chokin, the verse says, Ravasi Misafkale. Ravasi has a doubt. Iyoshin Heve, Ilukuchas Heve. Ravasi has a doubt what will be the locha. Is it called Kiyoshin or is it called Klukuchas? Therefore, Ilkach. Not to reveal the carcass, mamish like moment amut of the sulfic. Even though Taka, the other brother, is a muhsik in it, but on the tzad we say, Yorshim Hevei, so then the chaluk is bottle, so the first brother has a right to take away half of the property from the second brother. But he has a right to say, all your property now belongs to both of us. That's only one son, that's if you say Yorshim, but he also has a doubt, maybe to say, it's Kulkuchas dummy. Therefore, he said, it's like Mammon and Mutzvah Sefik, that we say Chokin. Therefore, you only have a right to get a quarter of the property. Either he'll pay you the value of the quarter, or else he'll give you the money, or else he'll give you the property, a quarter of the property. Yes. Yeah. Because this is Hukach, not Reviva Kach, Reviva Mois. Amara Popper says, Hilchasa B'chol Hani Shmaitatel. All the lachas we had before, is Mekamtsin. In the case when we have a doubt, where they first made a chalukah, and the first were two brothers, and then the third brother showed up, so we do not take away completely the first chalukah, we leave it. Just Mekamtsin, we make those first two brothers, each one give away a third to the third brother, that they'll all end up with a third. Our main says, no, but Lamachwekis, we had before, no, like Rav, that we make a new division. First you divided up the two brothers half and half. But it was wrong, because now we find out there's a third brother there. So you have to dissolve the first chalukah and do it over again. Anytime when the brothers made a chalukah, and it comes out at that time it was wrong, they first divided because they thought there were only two brothers. Now we find out that there's a third brother involved, he has a portion also, it's called Botla Machlekes, that you have to make a new type of a chalukah. That's what we hold. Something where it says, Tanurabbanan, what are the brides like this? Shloisha Sheyardu Loshum. Three people went down to make a shuma. In the case where Beis Din has to sell the property of Yisaimim, the case where father dies, so the Yarshim, the sons, the boys that are Yisaimim, they Yarshim. Let's say there's a mother left over, let's say there are daughters, they have to get mezonos. So what Beis Din goes down and sells the property, and with the money from the property, they give mezonos, they give food to the wife or to the daughters. Now, who sells the property? A Beis Din of three. That's called Shloisha Sheyodu Loshim. Three people sat down like a Beis Din to value how much the property of the Yisaimim is worth, and to sell it and to get the money to give for them for panasa. So, echadayna b'mana. One dying, one person said, this field is worth $100. Ushnayim emim b'masayim. The other two said, no, this field is worth $200. That's the opposite way. Echadayna b'masayim. One of them said, the field is worth $200. Ushnayim emim b'mana. And two of them said, no, it's only worth $100. So what's the locha? Achir rabim lahatais. And therefore, Boto Yochid Pemiyuta. the yochid, the one that says his one daya, he has to give it to the other two. Like we always know the klal, achre rabim hatais. So one against two, we have to listen to the one that says the one the day of the two. So they say it's worth 200 to 100, that's what it's worth. What's going to be like this though? Echad Omer b'mona. One of them says it's worth $100. V'yechad Omer b'esrim. And one says it's worth 20. Now a mona really is 25 saloyim. So one said it's worth 25 saloyim. Shpam says, Echram b'mona, ta'ainu chof hei sloyim. 100 dinrin, but that's 25 sloyim. That's what one said. The echram b'yeskram, one said, no, the field is not worth that much. It's only worth 20 sloyim. That's all. B'yeskram sloyim. Yeah. So Kitsi says it's worth 5 sloyim less. Yeah. The echram b'shloshim. And one said, no, it's worth 30 sloyim. It's worth 5 sloyim more. So one said 25, one said 20, and one said 30. Is the one that said mana, a may. The one that said mana, that's 25 sloyim. So kids of the 3 dayanim, each one said different prices. One said 25, one said 30, one said 20. So what do you listen to here? Totsamach Lakis. So, Nidin b'mona. The Tanakhama says, we go bust of the middle one. The middle one that said it's worth the mona, 25, that's the way we listen to. And we'll soon see why, because he's the middle one, so we listen to him. We have Belezer, Reb Tzedek, Reimer, Nidin b'tishim. No, we say it's worth 90 dinrim. Again, the one that said it was worth the mona, that's 100 dinrim. The one that said it was worth 20, that's only 80 dinrim. And the one that said it's worth 30, that's 110 dinrim. So therefore he says, you go after a middle shita, we'll soon see, it's worth 90 dinrim. We'll soon see why. He says 90. Shpam says, Petzadik dinner, mina chome sloyim, sheyesh boy, Shnayim apchus noichim echat v'dayim liyud dinrin masif nal shel shmeinim. Mason say he gets 90. That's what he says. Achim, other one says no. Oisin shuma b'neim. We have to make a shuma between them. O mishalshin, and you divide it up by 3. Shbam says oisin shuma b'neim o mishalshin kleimer. Choshvin b'kama chalukim. Let's see how much is the difference between the two or three different dayonim. Dehainu aboyim dinrin. There are 40 dinrin different. Sheyesh b'shloishim yoysim yoysim shom esrim. The one that says it's worth 30 soim, that's 40 dinrin more. The one that says it's worth 20. Umeyoysim aboyim. Now from this 40, there's a difference of 40 dinrin. A difference. Tidum b'shlish. Take 1/3 of that. Dehainu Shloishos, a 13 dinner, or Shloishna, a 3rd dinner. Al Shemoinim, add that on to 80, that's how you get it. So, kids, the difference between, the one that says 30, the one that says 20 dinrim, it comes out to be 40. So, the difference.